So hi everyone, and welcome to the December Reiki Reju, the last one of the year. We've just been talking about the big energies that have been going on with the summer solstice coming up. Summer solstice, I wish, winter solstice, and the big full moon we're in at the moment, right? Mercury retrograde, lots of alignments, lots of stuff. And just that kind of the coming out, and maybe that's been a little bit of a theme in the chit chat beforehand, is just the perspective of our human angst, those agitations, those stresses, those thought patterns, the anxiety, all that stuff is just such a minor vibrational, like it's tiny, right? Our thought is in such a tiny little vibrational frequency compared to the cosmos. If you go out, and we were talking about the eclipse and how impactful that was. And one of the people here, have gone off to Mount Karama, and just how amazing that was, how peaceful and how changed they felt coming back. And it's this whole thing of when we really immerse ourselves into the greater vibrational frequencies available. And sometimes that happens to us during a Reiki attunement, right? We step into the attunement and we feel, and this might've happened to some of you, is that you feel forever changed. Something shifts, and it might be imperceptible or it might be quite magnified, but whatever it is, when you look back at your journey with Reiki, there have been points on the way through the energy shifting, nothing that you necessarily came to an insight on or worked on or did anything in particular, but there's something that forever changes you through that shift in perception, whatever that might be. And for many people, they talk about the enlightenment process like that, where you suddenly have this shift in awareness where you realize something bigger than you realized or knew before. And essentially that's all insight is, right? So insight is simply expanding your perspective in some way and seeing something that just was hidden from you before. And so this idea of being able to expand our consciousness, awareness, is really about an expansion of energy, vibration, awareness, right? So realizing there's more than just your thinking, your emotions, your angst, your little life walking around this little planet in this little solar system. And then just being able to expand out and realize, wow, actually we are so much more than this. And there is so much more awareness than just what is trapped and vocalized or expressed through this little human person. And then that perspective may or may not change the way that you view other people, and your situation may or may not help you view things with more calmness and more steadiness and kind of more reality, right? Because we can get very stuck in our own thought patterns, what's right and wrong, very black and white thinking, and it creates an awful lot of stress. And ultimately, when we look at the bigger universe, we're really extremely insignificant, and our perspective on life is extremely insignificant. It's not as serious as we think it is. So maybe that's something we can meditate on today. It's funny, isn't it? I said, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, and then open my mouth. Blah, blah, freaking blah. Okay, let's meditate. Hands in Garsho. We're going to do a Reiki attunement, call in all the frequencies and vibrations, because Reiki is universal life force. So it's almost like when we step into that attunement process, we open to whatever frequency is most, not most needed, but we're most open to. So that could be a real expansion, or it could just be the next piece in our own personal puzzle, or it may be something very specific that drops in. So just be open in yourself, but also sometimes play around with intention. So what is it that you would really like to call in today? And if it is just the next thing that I need to see or the next opening for myself, then that's also amazing. We're coming to the close of 2024. So it might be reflective, or you might be feeling expansive into 2025. So hands in Gassho, and we're just going to put feet on the floor and just start to ground ourselves. Closing your eyes, starting to take a couple of breaths, and just grounding yourself into the feet. So bringing your attention down to the feet, just noticing the sensations of the floor, noticing gravity, how it keeps you very gently on the earth. You're not floating around all over the shop. You're actually here. You're held. The chair holds you. The floor holds you. And with that support, we're then able to open the crown chakra, breathing into that thousand-petaled lotus as it blooms, allowing the Reiki energy to enter the attunement, to come in down through the crown into the heart center as you breathe it in. And with every exhale, you just allow that energy to flow down through the arms, into the hands, into the fingers. Activating the Reiki in your hands. And whenever you're ready, just placing your hands anywhere on your body that feels comfortable. So you could have your hands palm down on your thighs, or you might have them on your torso, on your tummy, on your one on your chest, whatever feels comfortable. And continuing to breathe, every exhale, relaxing the body, doing a bit of a scan, relaxing into the face, the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw. Just allowing that relaxation to continue all the way down through the shoulders, down through the arms, into the hands, fingers. As you bring attention to the hands, just noticing if there's any sensations in the hands or around the body where your hands are touching. And then bringing your attention into the chest, relaxing all the way down with the exhale into the tummy, relaxing all around the belly. All the way down into the hips, the thighs, the knees, calves, ankles, toes. And also activating those minor chakras in the feet, just allowing or imagining right in the soles of your feet, the energy to open, allowing you to anchor. You could imagine shafts of light or roots coming out through the bottom of your feet, coming down into the ground, and feeling yourself really anchoring into Mother Earth. So that you feel really solid in one sense, but also really open. You're being supported. And then just allowing that sense of being grounded allow you to grow. And by growth, I mean just expand. And you might notice you're expanding upwards, you're feeling taller, or you might notice you're feeling wider as you explore and expand your energy into the room. So you're noticing and playing with the idea that you are more than simply the mind, the emotions, the body, that your awareness can expand upwards, outwards, down into the earth. Just allowing that sense of expansion to relax any tension in the body. So you've got your eye on the body as well. Just allowing it to stay super relaxed. And at the same time, you're allowing yourself to explore the environment around you. You might notice the quality of the air around you. Is it cool or warm? Can you sense the walls, the floor, the ceiling? You expand your energy to fill the entire room. And then very gently seeing if you can feel out into the street, the area, your neighborhood. Don't necessarily have to picture anything, it's more a feeling of expansion as your awareness just very gently feels outwards. You might notice you can pick up on other people around you in the street, cars, other homes. As you go up and out, perhaps you can notice the air thinning around you, perhaps the clouds. You might even be able to feel out into the cosmos itself, out into space, that darkness. With simply noticing how we can expand that vibrational awareness. We don't have to be stuck in our thinking or stuck in the body or emotions. They're just simply very small parts of our overall capacity. That feeling of presence. As you explore, and as you explore out into the cosmos, maybe even down into Mother Earth and expanding out into your neighborhood, just noticing the different qualities. That simple awareness as it touches all the different areas, sometimes feeling expanded. Perhaps as you explore down into the earth, you might feel the coolness of the earth itself. You might simply notice not much sensations and just a sense of stillness and quiet. Just letting this stillness and quiet be at the forefront now. No matter what emotional thoughts might overlay that or pop up into that or out of that, notice that these emotions and thoughts are fleeting. They come and they go. They're not permanent. And looking for what is permanent. What is always there? That awareness itself. And you can even track it back in time. The awareness was there in your first memory. And it will be there in your last. Transcends time, transcends space, all the vibrational frequencies. It notices the breath coming in and out of your body. It notices the minor thoughts, the aches and pains, the tensions in the body. It notices the room, the walls, ceiling, floor. The sounds. It notices the air. The cosmos. And if you can, just resting in that, deep peace and stillness. And even if thoughts and feelings and sensations keep on popping into your awareness, it's perfectly fine. Doesn't matter. When you really look, it doesn't really disturb much. It's like that deep stillness is simply the canvas. A place of exploration. Popping into thought and back down again. Popping into emotions as they come and go. Even popping into the feeling of expanse. Just very gently starting to notice the body again, starting to bring a more grounded perspective into your awareness. So perhaps noticing the top of your head, your eyes, your face, your shoulders. Your hands, noticing the sensations as they touch your body. Your breathing in and out. Noticing how the chair holds you, how the floor holds you. Wiggling your toes, your fingers. Giving yourself a little stretch. Giving yourself a little wiggle. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.